Mel here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle.
It is Easter week. It is Good Friday tomorrow. So I was actually on a call with one of my one-on-one clients this morning, and we were chatting through some of these challenges, I suppose we would like to call it, when we come to a week like this. Like Christmas throws it at us, Easter, this time of the year. These are challenging times because the food that is around is often food we don't eat all the time. So I wanted to talk this through with you because this is about creating some positive relationships. Now, we talk a lot over here to my menopausal tribe about sugar, so we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Before we kick off, of course, I'm just going to remind you that my current program is running at the moment. I only launch these programs 3 times a year, so my Thrive program will kick off again in June. If you are not already on the waitlist, that is the place to be. So jump on the waitlist. That's how you get kind of notified about anything I'm doing. That includes the free protein challenge if I'm running another one. And of course, you get a discount if you're on the wait list, if you do want to join the program, all of that stuff. So that's the place to be. I'll put the link here in the notes. Make sure you jump on it and I can see you over there. That is what I wanted to remind you about first. Okay, let's talk about this because I think these times of the year are when people can get some anxiety about just the food situation and actually just about what they've been doing. So generally, like I'll be checking in with a one-on-one client, they're going really well, they're having great results, and then this type of week pops up, or they go on holiday, or like Christmas, something like this, some sort of occasion pops up and then they get anxiety about it. And it's like, actually one of my one-on-one clients today, she was telling me, and this is actually a really good, something good to share with you guys actually. She was telling me how she fell off the wagon. She was like, I don't actually know what happened, I just fell off the wagon. Well, actually I do know what happened, and I'm going to talk about that in another podcast episode because it was actually a really good lesson that I'm going to expand on. But she's like, I fell off the wagon, I'm eating chocolate bullets, and then luckily I got myself back on the wagon, but I'm like bloated, I'm getting a headache, like all of these things. And I'm like, firstly, that's actually not a bad lesson to learn. So that is part of the progression of learning. So that generally what happens is we go about, we get some good results, and then we've got some behaviors or habits that sneak back in. And when we then expose ourselves back to those behaviors, or we fall off the wagon, or you know, whatever it is, when we say we fall off with the wagon, we're generally doing something that we don't want to be doing, you know, that's not serving us. Then we get a consequence to that. So that's not a bad lesson to learn, because it actually, the next time it comes, and it's happened to me many times before, because then the next time I feel compelled to have chocolate bullets, I'm like, actually, I don't want to feel bloated, I don't want to have a headache. So sometimes I want you to feel that this is part of the journey of you learning, that sometimes we have to have these setbacks to then allow us to have that reference point, if you like, to then next time make a better choice. So that is quite a good, we were talking that through. And then I was like, okay, let's talk through some of this Easter egg stuff. So I have a lot of people that then get quite negative about the Easter egg thing. What I want you to understand is, look, if you don't want to eat Easter eggs, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with having an Easter egg. It's just going to be how you choose to do it. And I'm going to do a reel about this later. Same as like hot cross buns, right? I don't normally eat hot cross buns. I will be having one today, but I will be having it either right after my lunch, so there's a good amount of protein consumed with it, or I will have a hot cross bun with a protein shake, so it gets digested differently and it's not having a huge insulin spike. So there's some little hacks that we can use, and I'll talk about some tips in a minute. But what I want you to know is that this shouldn't be like a negative a negative void for you, if you like, where you're worried or you're getting anxiety or you can't enjoy this week with your family. I just went and picked up Easter eggs with my kids before, you know, and we've got like a bag that's going to be on the bench and I know they'll be like hooking into them. I will have to look at managing that. So a couple of things, because I'm talking to my menopausal tribe here. My kids are not in menopause, right? So their ability to deal with sugar is actually on them. So I'm just worrying about myself and my menopausal tribe, my friends over here. If I wanted to have an Easter egg out of the basket, same thing. I would actually do it like right after lunch. Like those little tiny, you know, like the bags, the lint ones, like there's milk chocolate and dark chocolate and white chocolate. There's a bowl of them on our bench now, right? So for me, if I'm going to have one or two of those, I'm going to have them right after lunch. Or I'm going to have them with some sort of protein so they're not just spiking my insulin and I eat the whole bowl. So that is the first thing. The second thing is that obviously sugar is a trigger for menopause. And actually I felt this a little bit when I was just away. I was away for my sister's 50th in Tasmania. And of course, we're like there's birthday cake, there's like whatever, you know. Actually, there was, you know, drinking. And I chose to only have a couple of drinks on her birthday. So I was with my family. My family actually drank quite a bit of alcohol. And I just chose not to. I just had an alternative that was alcohol-free because I know how it makes me feel and I don't like it. I don't like not sleeping. I don't like how I feel like when I'm drinking every day. So I just actually had a game plan for it and got in front of it. And this would be the same for you if sugar is an issue over the Easter period. Now, the reason I point this out, because it is a bit different for us here in menopause, because sugar doesn't help our journey. And if you can't manage it, then it's going to affect you. It can bring on hot flushes. It can actually do all, you know, all of the things. It can disrupt sleep. You know, so for me, I will not be having my Easter eggs after dinner because that just won't serve me having a good night's sleep. So I'm definitely going to be having chocolate and I'm going to be enjoying it, but I'm going to be managing it so I actually get the best for my body, if that makes sense. So then I'm not negative about it. I'm still enjoying some. I'll be having an Easter bunny on Sunday. I'll be having it with a protein shake and it's all good. So what I want you to do is like kind of, I think what happens is we can really get into some, we can get ourselves into like a bit of a funk where we're on a really good path, we're getting good results. And like some of my clients that I'm dealing with have got insulin resistance. So for them, sugar is actually an issue. And they would definitely need to be managing this. Like, so they're having it after a meal or they're having it with a protein shake because it actually matters. The insulin spike matters to them. So what I want you to think about is one, these couple of days are not going to wreck all of your results. If you want tips for actually managing it so all of the good work you've done doesn't go out the window, then balancing your calories. So if you're going to have some Easter eggs, they're extra calories. How many calories are they? We're just going to balance that out. Maybe your breakfast is a bit smaller and then you have got some over to balance the calories out. That's all this is, right? It's just balancing the ledger. So that's the first thing. Upping your exercise. So if you're having more calories, then just get more active. Like, okay, maybe you go for a longer walk or maybe you do a longer walk workout or whatever it is. Like, up your exercise. And then, like I mentioned a couple of times, making sure that it's being consumed and digested with protein. So have it after lunch or have it with a protein shake so your body isn't getting a massive insulin spike that is really triggering you. And that should help. I think when we have strong plans or like a game plan, if you like, for how we're going to manage things, then I personally know that that helps me. I'm not restricting myself so the rest of the family is having a great time and I'm getting to have no Easter eggs. I'm doing it in a way that's balanced. And that's what this is about. So not only for our body composition goals, because a lot of you tuning in are like building muscle, trying to lose fat. So we're mindful of calories in, calories out, and the type of food we're eating, but also for menopause symptoms, right? You don't want to be forfeiting good sleep. You don't want to be spiking insulin and belly fat just like piling on. These menopause symptoms are real, and it's not that we can't have results, because totally we can. We just need to know how to do it and go about it the right way so it helps us. Because I've seen, and I've posted a few things about Easter eggs this week, I truly believe in not having a super restrictive approach to your nutrition. I generally don't eat sugar, but I will be having some sugar these few days, right? I'm going to have a hot cross bun. Don't normally eat them. Really love them, but that's just not something that I normally have. So trying to create positive relationships with food so you are enjoying the time with your family, because generally we're with our friends and family, and not feeling super restricted, feeling like you can engage. I mean, I haven't looked, but I'm sure there's sugar-free Easter eggs. The sugar-free chocolate I have, like, you wouldn't even know there's no sugar in it, right? I personally haven't looked for it because I'm not worried about it. But if you were worried about it, I'm sure the health food shops, or I haven't actually looked in the supermarket, but maybe they even do, you can look for those options. Look for healthier options. Or like today I was at the physio, and my physio, she's actually dyeing eggs for her kids, which is super cute. You know, because she's just not a real big fan of sugar. So there's lots of things we can do to like work around it. And I just wanted to have this conversation because I think this time, especially Easter, because it's round chocolate, can be quite triggering and cause anxiety for people. And it just shouldn't. Like, if you have some tips and tricks and planning in place, then you can actually enjoy it and have a great time. And that's what life is about. It's about the 80-20 rule, right? It's about the balance. So I'm truly hoping that this is helpful. And you can now enjoy Easter with your friends and family and have a great time and feel positive about the Easter eggs, the choices you're going to make, all of those things. As always, thanks for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. Give yourself a high five for putting your health first and taking a listen. That is one thing, like awareness and actually making this a priority. That is so essential. It's the start. Education is power. When we know better, we do better. So go you. You deserve a high five. But if you were happy to leave a review, a rating, like, share, comment, follow, all of those things, I would truly appreciate it, because that's how this podcast can find more ears and help more people. And that's what this is all about. Helping each other on our menopause journey, being the best version, and literally living your best life. Have the best Easter and enjoy some Easter eggs. Bye.